This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm not so sure that caffeinated chewable pellets is really going to work as a marketing slogan, but maybe that's why I'm not in marketing to begin with. Wrigley's is going to be coming out next month with a new thing, chewing gum, basically, with 40 milligrams of caffeine in it. Gum isn't the big seller it used to be. Energy drinks, on the other hand, not to mention all the various permutations of latte, are all the rage, so maybe we shouldn't be surprised. But caffeine you can masticate? I don't know. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Disclosure, I'm addicted to the product I'm reporting on here.
60% of the American adults in this country started their day off with caffeine.
Food analyst Harry Balzer at the NPD Group says people are trying to pump more caffeine into their bodies all day, on the road, on the job. So putting it in gum is kind of a no-brainer.
I mean, I think I can find cookies and cream in my gum these days because we like to try new things.
Totally what Wrigley is banking on. Spokeswoman Jennifer Luth.
The gum category has been in decline for a number of years, and so Wrigley is really focused on restoring relevance and getting people to think about functional or what we call occasion-based reasons to chew gum.
Translation, this is like half a cup of coffee without the wet. Pop one whenever your energy's flagging. But the food police are railing against energy drinks appealing to kids. So Wrigley's new Alert brand gum will taste bitter and come in a different looking package than Juicy Fruit. Will it fly? I checked with some fellow addicts at a coffee shop in downtown Portland.
I think it'd be helpful. I'm in law school, and so every little bit helps.
I don't think so. That seems too medicinal, almost like just getting a fix.
Harry Balzer says most of us already know caffeine's medicine, and we'll take our fix any way we can get it, wet or dry. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.